主耶稣，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you.
我们照着你的吩咐，我们在亲日的第一日又聚集在你的名下。
According to your command, we have gathered together on the first day of the seven.
我们为要寻求你的面。
In order to seek your face.
我们为要从你那边得连续蒙恩惠，做我们随时的帮助。
In order to receive mercy and grace to be our ever-present help.
主，我们深知我们自己是需要你的。
Lord, we know deeply that we need thee.
我们也知道你也需要我们。
And we know that you need us.
因为你要住在我们中间。
But you want to dwell among us.
你要在我们身上做成你的工作。
You want to accomplish the work that
you have
already started.
你要把我们磨成你的样式。
To mold us into the image of
your son. 好，那你的教会成为柔美的殿。
That your church may be a glorified,
beautiful
temple to manifest your glory.
我们的主，我们求你洁净我们。
Our Lord, will you cleanse us?
也充满在整个聚会当中。
And will you fill this gathering?
那你的名在这里被高举。
Your name may be highly exalted.
祷告奉主耶稣基督名祈求。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，我们再一次在这里聚会。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to gather before Him.
我们聚会的开始，我们先读两处圣经。
At the beginning of the message, I'd like to read two portions of the scripture.
第一处我们读创世纪。
First one is in Genesis
17 章
chapter 17,
19节
verse 19.
创世纪17章19节
Genesis chapter 17, verse 19.
我们同声读。
Shall we read together?
神说不然你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子你要给他起名叫以撒我要与他坚定所立的约做他后裔永远的约第二处我们读二十六章创世纪二十六章
we read Genesis chapter 26?
我们从第一节读到第六节
I'll read from verse 1 through 5
二十六章第一节读到第二第六节。在亚伯拉罕的日子，那地有一次饥荒，这时又有饥荒。以撒就往基拉俄去，到腓利士人的王亚比米勒那里。耶和华向以撒显现，说：“你不要下埃及去，要住在我所指示你的地。”你寄居在这地我必与你同在赐福你因为我要将这些地都赐给你和你的后裔我必坚定我向你父亚伯拉罕所起的誓我要加增你的后裔像天上的星那样多又要将这些地都赐给你的后裔并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福都因亚伯拉罕听从我的话遵循我的吩咐和我的命令律例法度以撒就住在基拉尔弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我曾经和弟兄姊妹交通过亚伯拉罕
Previously I shared with brothers and sisters on
我想无论怎样交通
Now, as I meditate before the Lord on how to share
this,
no matter what we share, men's words are very limited.
唯有神借着圣经原原本本的启示
Only God's revelation through the word of the Lord.
借着圣灵向教会所说的话
The Lord's words spoken through the Holy Spirit.
我们每一次再回到圣经中有新的看见
That will give us new revelation every time as we come to the word of God.
但是真理的本体不会改变
The substance of the truth would never change.
我们的主耶稣基督就是真理的本体。
Our Lord Jesus is the substance of truth.
无论是旧约还是新约
，No matter Old Testament or New Testament,
基督是解开圣经的钥匙。
Christ is the key to open all scriptures.
所以当我们读旧约的人物的时候
As we read about Old Testament characters,
我们是以新约圣经的真理为根基
We based our analysis, our reading on the New Testament
所以我们一边读旧约，我们一边思想新约的真理。
So as we read the Old Testament, we meditate on the truth that's revealed to us in the New Testament.
反过来呢？
On the other hand,
当我们读新约的时候，
as we read the New Testament,
我们就思想主在旧约里面的预言与应许。
We meditate on the pictures, the types in the Old Testament. The promises.
所以我们如果说圣经里面的人物有什么可以让我们学习的？
So if we ask ourselves, what can we learn from these biblical characters?
乃是说它里面有基督的内容与含义在里面。
So we need to ask what about Christ, what we can learn from these characters.
所以我们如果读到亚伯拉罕的时候，
So as we read Abraham,
圣经里面说他是信的人的始祖。
Bible tells us that he is the father of all those who believe.
他是信的人的好像是一个开始与代表。
He is the beginning of faith.
我们也可以从亚伯拉罕身上看到父亲的影子。
From Abraham, we also see the picture of a father.
如果我们读以撒，
But when we read Isaac,
我们就能够看见儿子那个顺服的生命。
We can see the obedient life of a son.
如果我们读到雅各，
when we read Jacob,
我们就能够晓得圣灵在一个人生命中的工作与带领。
We know about the work of the Holy Spirit and his leading in one's life.
所以当我们交通往亚伯拉罕的时候，
As we shared on Abraham,
我们知道他是一个开始。
We know that he is the beginning.
他是一个个人很单纯的信神被神称为义的一个代表的开始。
He's the representative man of one who put his trust in the Lord.
我们也知道从他也带出一个家。
And from Abraham, it brings forth a family.
从他也带出一个民族。
A nation.
更预表一个国度。
And it represents a kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，亚伯拉罕实在是一个孤单的人。
Abraham truly was a lonely person.
当我们的神要他出那个外邦人的地，到他所应许的地的时候，
When the Lord commanded him to depart from his own country, his own people,
圣经里面希伯来书说他还不知道他要往哪里去。
Hebrews tell us he did not know where he was going.
他孤孤单单。
He was alone.
但是神成为他的引领。
But God was his guidance.
神多次多方向他显现。
In many ways, many times, God has revealed himself to him.
我们如果思想到他的第二代的时候，
As we meditate on the second generation,
我们想那第二代比起第一代容易得多。
We usually think that the second generation is much easier than the first.
我们当中如果是第一代来到澳洲的人，
We probably feel the same if we are the first generation here in Australia.
特别一些弟兄姊妹跟我们讲，从最早的大概前二三十年还不算最早，那比较少的华人来到澳洲的时候。
So brothers and sisters share with us where two decades ago when they first came to Australia.
那语言不通。
They did not know the language.
风俗不一样。
Different customs.
来到这边有许多的孤单。
There was so much loneliness.
我们今天如果是第一代拿到这里，我们也是常有孤单。
If we are the first generation here, we often feel quite lonely.
但是你的第二代如果生在这边呢？
But if your second generation is born here,
我们第一代就会向第二代说你有多幸福。
Then we will say to the second generation how blessed you are.
爸爸妈妈一手打拼。
Indeed, your father and your mother has worked very hard.
你有什么不懂可以问爸爸妈妈。
If there's anything you do not know, you can ask your parents.
你可以学爸爸妈妈。
You can learn from your
parents. 爸爸妈妈可以给你有帮助。
They will give you help.
所以今天我们提到第二代亚伯拉罕的第二代就是他的儿子以撒的时候，
So today as we talk about the second generation that is Isaac, the son of Abraham,
我们给他交通的主题叫做承受应许的人。
My topic is one who inherits the promise.
神的工作从来就没有停止过，就在一代人身上。
God's work has never stopped at just one generation.
神的工作乃是延续的。
Indeed, his work continues.
神的见证乃是丰满的。
His testimony is full.
没有一代人说我们这一代就代表神全部的荣耀。
Not one generation can say that we represent all God's glory.
没有一代人说我们这一代的丰满是下一代没有的，不能再有了。
Not one generation can say that the fullness in this generation can never be repeated in the next generation.
他已经荣耀他的名，还要再荣耀。
God said in the word in the Bible, it said He has glorified His name. He will glorify the Again,
只有神的工作一直的延续。
The work of God, the work of the Lord continues.
神的见证不断丰满。
His testimony is fuller and fuller.
直到有一天， 主就亲自降临。
Until one day the Lord comes again.
所以当我们提到以撒的时候，我们不得不想起神对他的应许。
As we mention Isaac, we cannot but mention the promise that God has given to him.
十七章十九节，神对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒拉给你生一个儿子。”
In Genesis 17 verse 19, God said to Abraham, "Your wife Sarah will bear you a son, one son."
没有以撒之先
，Before Isaac.
神就看见
God saw that
神就命定
He commanded that
神就拣选
He chose
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这是神的应许
This is God's promise
当神的工作还没有实现的时候
Before God's work is accomplished
他的话已经说出来了
His word has been spoken
这是叫做应许
And this is what we call promise
当预言当应许应验了以后
When the prophecy or the promise is fulfilled,
被我们看见，被我们知道，我们就说这是神的信实。
And become something that we learned of, we've heard of, we know that this is the faithfulness of God.
信实是神已经应验的应许。
So faithfulness of God is fulfilling of God's promise said before.
我们知道神对亚伯拉罕有这样的应许。
We know that God has a promise to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕信还是不信
？Does Abraham believe or not?
亚伯拉罕实在是信
Yes, indeed, he believes.
因信就能够得着神的应许
And by faith, he was able to inherit God's promise.
圣经里面有已经应验的神的应许
And lots of God's promises have been fulfilled in the Bible.
有正在经历的神的应许
And there are more prophecies to be fulfilled.
还有未曾应验的神的应许
And those promises that are being fulfilled right now.
但是人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
Unless one has faith, he cannot please God.
人到神面前必须信有神。
But one who comes before God needs to believe that there is God.
神能够赏赐那寻求他的人。
And believes that he shows favor to those who seek him.
神对亚伯拉罕有这样的应许。
God has a promise for Abraham.
神对每一个基督徒都有同样的应许。
Indeed, he has a promise for every Christian.
如果不是神对我们有应许，我们今天信便是枉然。
If God does not have a promise, then our belief is futile.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
我们坐在今天坐在这里的人
We who are sitting here right now,
我们知道神对我们有应许吗
Do we know that God has a promise for us?
那个应许乃是信他的人可以得基督
This promise that those who believed in him will gain Christ.
可以得一个生命
Will gain a life.
可以得永生的生命
will gain an eternal life.
不仅仅是不灭亡
not only that they will not perish,
乃是得一个活的生命
but they will have a life, a living.
我们来到这边聚会
we came to gather together.
我们说我们信主
we say that we believe in the Lord.
我们必须要认识他的应许
we need to understand his promise
这个应许的开始就是生命的开始
and the beginning of this promise is the beginning of our new life
不是从这个生命入门的
if one does not come in by life
如果我们是求医治的话
if we come in order to seek healing
求一件事情解决
if we come to seek that one problem get solved
求一个难处带过
A difficulty get overcome.
这些通通都错了。
All these are wrong motives.
这些不是本。
These are not the
不是一个根本。
Not the root.
这些是枝节。
These are the branches.
主耶稣能够医治人的病。
Yes, the Lord will. The Lord can heal.
主耶稣能够带领人度过难处。
He's able to bring you bring you through difficulties.
主耶稣可以帮助扶持人。
He can help you and uphold you and sustain you.
但是神本性一切的丰富。
But his richness, his fullness,
都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Dwells in Christ.
所以神不是把零零碎碎的祝福。一个一个给你。
The God doesn't do retail business. It doesn't give you just one bit and piece of blessing.
神乃是把一个生命给你。
But it gives you this one life.
那个生命是神儿子的生命。
His life is the light of His Son.
那个生命是给每一个信的人。
His life is for all those who believe in Him.
如果你今天信主
If you believe in the Lord today,
你不需要等下个礼拜才得到基督。
You do not have to wait for next week to gain Christ. 你今天信主。If you believe in the Lord today,
你今天就是可以得到基督。
You will receive His life today.
圣经里面说我们能够信。
Bible says if you believe,
那个生命是赐给我们的。
His life has been given to you.
约翰福音一章里面说我们如果接待他信他名的人。
John's Gospel chapter 1 says those who receive Him,
神的儿子地位就赐给我们。
That God has given us the privilege to become His children.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
不要等信了好久以后,
do not wait until you have believed a long time.
当人问你生命的问题的时候,
and when someone asks you the question about concerning life, you say, I do not know.
你说我不清楚,
you say, I'm not sure.
你说主是复活了,
you say, yes, the Lord has resurrected.
但是他有没有在我里面, 我不晓得,
but whether or not He is in me, that I do not know.
生命的根据。
I have no basis to say for sure.
没有认知。
I have no assurance of the truth.
如果问主听你祷告过没有?
If someone asks you, has the Lord listened to your prayer?
也许有。
You say perhaps.
不大确定。
But I'm not sure.
可能是碰巧。
Perhaps it was coincidence.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
我们的主不是救济团体。
Our Lord is not a,
他不是慈善机构。
It's not a charity organization.
他乃是生命的供应者。
But he is a supplier of life.
今天如果你没有得到生命,
if you did not receive life today,
你一生所有奔跑都是枉然的。
Then all your running, all your efforts are in vain.
你的信仰是在流沙上面。
All your faith, or your religion has been based on running sand.
所以我们知道以撒这个人出来的时候,
so as we've seen the character Isaac in the Bible,
他的生命中第一个记号乃是他因应许而有的。
The first mark of his character is a promise.
他不是偶然的。
He did not come by chance or coincidence.
他不是人意生的。
Did not come by the will of man.
他的名字叫以撒是神给他的一个名字。
His name was given to him by God.
神给一个信的亚伯拉罕，给他有个后代，给他有个生命的传递，乃是以撒的出现。
God gave a seed to Abraham, to believing Abraham, that is Isaac.
弟兄姊妹，以撒乃是因着神的应许而有的。
Isaac was born by God's promise.
我们每一个基督徒也当晓得。
So we as a Christian, we need to also understand.
今天我们蒙恩得救。
That we have been saved by grace.
乃是因为简单的信。
Is by simple faith.
你信，神就把生命赐给你。
You believe and God's given you, gives you this new life.
不是依靠行为。
It's not by works.
不是依靠功德。
It's not by accomplishment.
不是依靠自己。
Not by ourselves.
免得有人自夸。
Lest anyone should boast.
乃是神的恩赐。
But it is the gift of God, the grace of God.
所以神给以撒的一个生命的开始是从应许开始。
So God gave him a very good beginning. He was born by faith.
这个有应许而来的人,
according to the promise, so this,
他一开始他就要学一个功课。
So this man who was born according to the promise, he needs to learn a lesson.
所以如果我们读创世纪第二十二章的时候,
if we read Genesis chapter 22,
以撒有属灵的学习。
Isaac has his lessons, spiritual lessons.
如果神对亚伯兰说话，把你的儿子献上。
If God speaks to Abraham, says, consecrate your son on the altar.
神试验当爸爸的。
Yes, God tested the father.
你最爱的是谁？
Who do you love the most?
你最爱的给谁？
Who do you give the one who you love the most?
神会试验当父亲的。
Yes, God tests those who are fathers.
那反过来，我们从另外一个角度看儿子呢
？On the other hand, what about the son?
弟兄姊妹，我觉得做儿子的常觉得无辜。
I feel that sometimes the child find that they are quite innocent.
神为了要成全对父亲的那个工作
，in order to accomplish his God's work on the father.
儿子却好像要摆上付代价。
It seems as if the son had to be sacrificed.
如果你是以撒呢
？If you were a Isaac.
如果我是以撒呢
？If I am Isaac.
我们回过头来想
，as we look back to that story, perhaps we were afraid.
因为亚伯拉罕献以撒那个故事摆在那边的时候。
For as we look at the story of Abraham offering Isaac on the altar,
许多人第一个直觉就说：“哦，亚伯拉罕真的爱神。”
Oftentimes, our first reaction is that, yes, Abraham truly loves God. So on all the way to the altar,
内心的波浪起伏,
Abraham was perhaps struggling in his
heart. 会给很多读者有想象的空间。
Perhaps as readers, we will think that he's gone through this difficult journey.
但是那个少年人以撒,
But what about this young man Isaac?
在那边要学什么功课呢?
What lesson did he have to learn?
这也是提到我们圣徒们应该有的学习。
And this is indeed the same lesson that we Christians have to learn.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
许多时候我们真的信主了以后
，oftentimes after we believe in the Lord，
我们就开始稀里糊涂过日子。
We started to just live our life casually.
圣经里面说，我们刚刚得救的时候，就像出生的婴孩。
Bible says when we first believe, we're like the newborn baby.
只晓得喝奶。
We only know how to drink milk.
不懂得吃干粮
do not know how to have grain of solid,
所以你看
solid food.
喝来的婴孩
so if you look at infants,
他的喜怒哀乐都是围绕着吃
all this happiness is sorrow or joy surrounds food.
肚子饿也哭
if he's hungry, he cries.
吃太饱了也不舒服了也哭
if it's too much and he's not comfortable and he cries too.
他对外面好像漠不关心
as if he doesn't care about anything else around him.
所有都是我我我
everything is but me me me.
你不能怪他因为他生命度量就是感觉自我而已
but that's him, that's baby because that's how you know, a baby is like.
但是圣经里面不是对我们仅仅这样要求
butBible doesn't, the Lord has different requirements for us.
不仅仅是得救就好了。
He doesn't want us just to be saved, just to be a baby.
如果得救就好了，那我们信主那天，主就把我们提走就算了。
If that's the case, then he can just take us, on the day we believe him.
圣经里面说，主要我们有，对我们有个吩咐与命令。
But the Lord indeed has a command, he has a charge on us.
要我们长大。
He wants us to grow.
要我们成熟。
He wants us to be mature.
长成满有基督长成的身量。
To grow up into the fullness of Christ.
所以属灵的成长是需要学习的。
So in order to grow spiritually, we need to learn lessons.
走路要不要学?
He, just like an infant, he has to learn to walk.
要。
Yes.
爸爸叫爸爸妈妈,第一个爸爸妈妈的词还是爸爸妈妈叫你叫的。
Even to say daddy and mommy, they have to learn to say it.
读书写字
They learn to read, learn to write.
为人处事
They learn how to behave.
你一生所有的成就
All the accomplishments.
你无一不是建立在学习的基础上
None of them was done without learning. Or,
我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
就我们这一代圣徒来讲
for us the Christians
我们中间许多人是第二代基督徒
a lot of us are second or third generation
但是我们敢保证一件事情
but we need to we can have the assurance that
没有一个人信主不是因为听福音而信的
there's not one of us who did not believe in the Lord by the gospel
没有一个人成长可以说我不需要别人我独自成长的
no one can say that I can grow without others
所以我们一面看到亚伯拉罕
On the one hand, we see Abraham.
他实在是有一个榜样
It truly gives us an example.
神向他说话
God spoke to him.
他里面有了启示
He had the revelation from God.
他生活因为信根成就有了改变
By faith, because of his faith, his life has changed.
所以一个有启示的人
A man with revelation.
一个拥有神话语的人
A man who has the word of God.
他自己有一个生活的品格
His life is changed because of his revelation.
他一面教导他的孩子。
On the one hand, he teaches his children.
一面成为活的一本书。
On the one hand, he is a living book.
那就要看你儿子学还是不学。
And it's up to his son whether or not he learns from his father.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们在地上的时候。
While we're still on earth.
为人子的时候。
While we're still sons of men.
我们可能不爱学习。
Perhaps we do not like to study.
功课不好。
We're not good at our schools.
我们为人子的时候。
When we are sons of men.
可能在人间的传统美德我们常常忽略。
Often we neglect the customs and how to deal with others.
但是当神儿子生命，耶稣基督住在我们里面的时候。
But when the life of the Son of God dwells in us,
圣经里面说有耳可听的，你要小心，应当听。
Those who has an ear to hear, let him hear.
属灵生命的成长
，spiritual growth，
和我们对神自己的一个追求与认识是分不开的。
Cannot be separated from our own pursuing.
圣经里面说，你们如果大大的张口
，Bible says if you open your mouth wide.
我就大大的充满
I will fill it.
而反过来呢
On the other hand,
因为有些人听到这些话的时候
Many have heard of this.
有的人就怀疑神的信实
But they have doubts about God's faithfulness.
可能神你有主权
Perhaps they say God has his sovereignty.
你拣选谁就拣选谁
You chose whoever you want to choose.
你怜悯谁就怜悯谁
He has mercy on whoever he wants to have mercy.
你恩待谁就恩待谁
He shows grace, shows favor to those he wants to show favor.
那我个人这么不长进
So why do I not grow?
可能没有门神特别的拣选
Perhaps God did not choose me.
我不长进
I do not grow spiritually.
因为神拣选的那个人
Perhaps God only chose that person.
所以特别恩待这个人。
He shows favor to that person.
但是我只是与他擦边而过。
But I'm just the one who I'm just missed out on the favor.
弟兄姊妹，不是的。
No, it's not like that, brothers.
按照我们肉体的本相。
According to our old self.
我里面没有一点善。
We have nothing good that dwells in us.
你让我不说脏话。
You said that I should not speak dirty words.
我在家里憋得住。
I can control myself at home.
我在外面我就憋不住。
But what about at work?
很简单一件事情。
Very simply.
那你戒掉一个习惯。
If you are to quit a bad habit.
明明知道不好。
You knew that it was bad.
玩游戏不好。
No, it's bad.
浪费时间。
To play game, computer game.
玩完以后头都大大的空空的。
You waste your time doing those things.
整天看连续剧不好。
It's bad to just open to watch TV all day.
爱抽烟不好。
It's bad to smoke.
喝酒喝成习惯也不好。
It's bad to be drunk all the time.
没有一件这样的小事，我们好像能够轻易的放得下。
But it's too hard for anyone to quit a bad habit.
更何况说成圣。
Let alone being have a life of sanctification.
有人能够活出基督圣洁的品行来。
Live a sanctified life, the character of Jesus, the characteristic of Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters.
当我们如果信主以后。
After we have believed in the Lord,
生命就在我们里面。
Life is in us.
那个生命是神儿子的生命。
This life is the life of the Son of God.
那个生命是透过圣灵内住在人的里面。
This life dwells in a man through the Holy Spirit.
那个生命需要你去顺服他。
This life requires you to obey.
那个生命会在里面来感动你。
This life touches you and moves you to obey Him.
我们如果转向他。
If we turn towards him.
我们如果顺服下来,
if we are obedient to him,
神的事情,
then the things of God,
人所能知的,
what we can know about the things of God,
原是显明在我们里面,
is manifest in man.
没有生命,
without life,
没有圣灵的内住,
without the indwelling Holy Spirit,
没有生命的赐下,
without the giving of the
light of life, 所有属灵的美德跟我们是没有份的,
all spiritual virtues have nothing to do with us.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是生命因信住在我们里面
but because by faith this life is now indeed dwelt in us
来学习效法基督
then we need to learn to imitate Christ
亚伯拉罕是一个代表
Abraham is a representative
他可能是我们身边的一个属灵的伟人
perhaps he's a spiritual giant
他可能是我们身边的一个年长
Perhaps it's an elderly brother and sister. It's our example.
那是他能够把神的话交通在我们的心里面。
But he is able to minister God's words to us.
我们如果留心的话
，if we pay attention，
我们读一本属灵的书籍
，if we read a spiritual book，
我们听一场道
，if we listen to a sermon，
我们看一段见证片。
If we look at a testimony,
我们和一个属灵的追求的人一起住。
If we live with someone who is spiritual, who pursues after the Lord,
就是小子里面最小的一个在你身边。
Or even the least of these little ones in our midst,
你都应该有可学习的机会。
There is something that we can learn from him.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们不爱主的时候
when we do when we don't love the Lord,
远离主的时候,
when we are this away, far away from Him,
我们心里面刚硬,
we harden our heart.
偶尔有一个念头想追求爱主,
but suddenly, sometimes we have this,this impulse to love the Lord,
常常
to pursue the Lord.
嘲笑的声音,
but often there's more, a stronger voice to say,
算了,
to say, no, forget about
it. 我是谁呢?
Who am I?
干嘛要那么认真呢?
Why are you so serious?
我爱主也爱不过那个人。
Come on, even doesn't matter how you love the Lord, you will not
beat
that person. The Bible is so thick.
从哪里下手呢?
Where do you start?
看一天两天三天。
You can be
hot
for 1, 2, 3 days, but after a week,
不要灰心。
But do not lose heart.
不要丧气。
Let's not lose heart.
我们靠着那加给我们力量的。
But the one who strengthens us,
我们凡事都能行。
We can do all things.
我们好好的追求。
Let's pursue him.
我们好好的学习。
Let's learn the lessons.
但是在以撒身上最大的一个功课。
But what's the biggest lesson that Isaac had to learn?
莫过于奉献的功课。
Is the lesson of consecration.
因为当神要亚伯拉罕把以撒带去摩利亚山献给他的时候。
So, for when God commanded Abraham to bring Isaac to Mount Moriah,
他一路跟随。
He followed Abraham all the way.
我们相信他顺服是已经学的。
We believe that he has already learned the lesson of obedience.
我们相信孝敬这个功课也已经学了。
We believe that he has already learned the lesson of honoring your parents.
他快到山下，他就背着柴上到山上去。
At the foot of the mountain, he carried the woods.
以撒就说一句话。
Isaac asked his father.
在二十二章第七节里面说，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲啊，亚伯拉罕说，我儿，我在这里。”
In Genesis 22:7, Isaac spoke to Abraham, his father, and said, "My father, here I am, my son."
以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”
Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood."But where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
他就问这句话。
He asked this.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
他知道一个人如果奉献必须要有礼物的。
But he knew that if you are to offer yourself, to offer to the Lord, you have to bring a gift.
但是他怎么都不会想到。
But he did not know.
他竟然自己就是那个礼物。
That he himself is a gift.
因为后面要不然说神预备，但是他却被亚伯拉罕捆绑放在祭坛上面。
Even though Abraham told him that God will provide for himself, but he was indeed bound up and put on the altar. Later on,
捆绑放在祭坛上面。
He was bound and put on the altar.
他没有再有自活了。
He no longer has freedom.
他也没有自己的娱乐了。
No longer has his
好像一切通通都被打碎了。
As if all his dreams are now.Broken, destroyed.
就是因为那次的捆绑与放在祭坛上面。
As because he was bound and put on the altar at that time.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你我心中会有许多的问号对着这件事情。
Perhaps we have many questions about this story.
我们会问 why? 为什么？
We might ask why?
为什么能信主的那个人好像就变成主的人？
Why that as soon as someone believes in the Lord, he As if he belongs to the Lord.
我个人曾经巴不得。
How I wish that I
永生我也要。
That I will have the eternal life.
天堂我也要。
I will have heaven.
但是我以前所认为喜乐的事情，快乐的事情，我自以为那个快乐的生活，我却不想不要。
But I at the same time do not want to forsake the things that I find pleasures in.
如果我们是那种人。
If we are like that,
我们一读到被捆绑放在祭坛上，我们撒腿就跑。
And as soon as we hear that you need to be bound and put on the altar, we will run away.
或者我们哭喊。
Or otherwise, we'll cry out loudly.
或者我们嚎啕大叫。
Or we'll shout.
我没有自由了。
Well, we have lost our freedom.
这是许多的人不敢信耶稣的一个原因。
That's one of the reasons that many did not want to believe in the Lord.
因为他第一眼看过去，信耶稣的人好像这个也不能做，那个也不能做，这个也不能做。
For as soon as the, so when they look at the Christians, they say Christians can't do this, can't do that.
也是许多人不肯奉献的原因。
Also one of the reasons that many do not want to consecrate themselves.
因为他虽然信了主。
But even though they have belief in the Lord,
但是他仅仅看见以撒被捆绑放在祭坛上面。
But as soon as they see that Isaac was bound and put on the altar,
他没有继续往下看。
They did not continue to read any further.
他所看到的就是因为人信了耶稣，主住在他里面，他生活改变，好像没有了自由。
All they see is that once someone has believed in the law, his life has changed. He's bound up. He's lost his freedom.
弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
如果神肯要我们奉献
if God wants us to consecrate ourselves,
一个是权柄
on the one hand, there's the authority.
因为我们是谁呢
For who we are, who are we?
满了罪行
We are full of sins and transgressions.
我们是那样的自私
We are so selfish.
我们专顾自己，不顾别人。
We are lovers of ourselves and not lovers of others.
我们常常跌倒。
We often are often stumbled.
我们口中满了苦毒的话语。
We often our mouth is full of bitterness.
在我们的生命中有许多的虚假与丑陋。
We have so many falsehood in our lives.
别人不知道。
Other people might not know.
我们自己知道。
But we know by ourselves.
神竟然要我们这样的人来奉献给他。
And yet God wants us, such a person, such a sinner, to consecrate ourselves for him, to serve the living God, to be offered as a sacrifice on the altar.
This is
a privilege, indeed.
另一面,
on the other hand,
如果我们读到启示录,
if we read Revelation,
第五章第九节里面怎么说?
Chapter 5, verse 9,
他们唱新歌
that they are singing a new song
说你配拿书卷
saying that the Lamb is worthy to take the scroll
配揭开契印
is worthy to open up the seals
因为你曾被杀
for you were slain
用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来
And have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation.
叫他们归于神。
And have redeemed us to God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有一群圣徒在那边唱歌。
There were a saint, we saw the same singing, a new song.
还有天上的那些侍奉神的。
And all those hosts of
worship God. 他们向着羔羊唱歌。
Also sing to the Lamb,
说羔羊配音
saying worthy is the Lamb,
因为他曾经被杀过
who was slain,
他流下的血不仅洗净我们的罪
his blood not only has cleansed us from all our sins,
那是他的代价
that's his, the price that he had to pay,
他已经付出去了
he has paid the price,
他付出去了买了我们这帮人
But he has redeemed us by paying the price. He's redeemed us to God.
我们是被买的人。
We have been redeemed or purchased.
他已经付了代价。
He has to pay the price.
我们理当归给他。
So it's only right for us to belong to him.
奉献是理所当然的。
So it is so only so natural for us to consecrate ourselves.
保罗在罗马书十二章一节说，奉献是理所当然的。
So Paul says in Romans 12, says, it is a reasonable act of service.
他以神的慈悲劝我们
by God's mercy, in view of God's mercy,
把我们身体献上
that you present your body a living sacrifice,
活在祭坛上面
a living sacrifice.
我们这样的侍奉
and this service,
乃是理所当然的
is your reasonable service.
因为这样的侍奉是圣洁的
because it's holy,
是神所喜悦的
it's acceptable to God.
所以在以撒的身上他知道
So on the life of Isaac, we know that he's bound, and if we are bound and put on the altar, isn't that reasonable?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
所以在以撒的生命中,
so in the life of Isaac,
他照着应许而来,
he came by promise,
他还有一个属灵的学习,
and he had a lesson to learn,
他的自己是属于神的。
He himself belonged to the Lord.
奉献是人一生要学，基督徒一生要开始学的第一个功课。
Consecration is the first lesson that a Christian has to learn.
也是一生正在经历的功课。
And it's also a lifelong lesson that we are always, still experiencing. It's a lesson that we need to hold on to even until we see the Lord. Yes, our Lord has indeed given us a very good example. But we know that when Isaac was bound and placed on the altar, when Abraham was about to kill him, the lesson that Abraham had to learn is that he believes that God gives life to the dead and calls those things which are not as if they were. But what about the lesson that Isaac had to learn?
Is
to consecrate himself until his life ends. Isaac signifies the law in the New Testament.
全心顺服, 以至于死, 且死在十字架上,
but his obedience even to the point of death, even death on the cross.
刀要杀了,
yes, he was about to be killed.
马上就要砍下来了,
he was surely he was about to be killed.
他却不逃跑,
but he did not escape.
但是神说话了,
but God spoke.
神晓得亚伯兰心里面没有留下自己所爱的。
God knew that Abraham did not spare his son.
使者说不可下手。
The angel of the Lord says, stop.
我已经知道了。
For I know that.
亚伯兰眼睛一看,
when Abraham opened up his eyes,
有一只羊，他的脚就卡在小树丛里面。
There's a lamb get stuck in the bush.
他把羊取过来,
and he took the lamb
替代了以撒,
and offered the lamb on the altar.
如果我们真的奉献,
if we truly consecrate
ourselves,
we cannot offer to God our old characters, our old moral life.
我们也不是奉献我们信主之前自以为义的行为。
Nor can we offer to God our self-righteousness.
我们乃是奉献从神那边得的那个生命。
But we can only offer to God the life that we have received from the Lord.
我们今天能够奉献,
today, in order for us to offer ourselves to Him,
乃是那个祭物, 耶稣基督已经为我们替死在祭坛上面。
It is because God sacrificed the Lord Jesus on the cross. We offer ourselves not as a death sacrifice. When we offer ourselves, not only do we lose the freedom to sin, the Lord Himself was sacrificed on the altar in order to give us the freedom to offer ourselves to live a godly life.
So
the spiritual lesson that Isaac had to learn was that Christ was that sacrificial lamb. Christ died in His place.
从今以后, 他的生活,
from then on, his life, his whole life, he lives for the one who died for him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
当我们在看以撒对这个奉献的学习的时候,
as we look at his Isaac's lesson in about consecration,
我们不是停留在他被捆绑在祭坛上面。
Let us not stop at the point where he was bound and placed on the altar.
捆绑放在祭坛上面，一只羊替他死，他又得一个生命，过一个逃生喜悦的生活。
But let's look further. Let's look at what happens after that. A lamb was sacrificed in his place. Because of that, he lives a life. He lives for the one who was sacrificed for him.
所以今天如果有属灵的人，让我们可以羡慕。
So today, if we envy those spiritual men,
我们不是羡慕他不抽烟不醉酒。
We do not admire that they have such a disciplined life. They do not do this, do not do that. They do not have freedom to do things.
我们乃是看他在整个的生活。
But we look at his life as a whole
picture. 在他的家庭生活。
In his life, his personal,
在他的职场上面。
Family life,
在他的侍奉中间
in his professional life,
我们看看生命中有的真的自由的生活
Let's look at his true, the true freedom that he has in all aspects of his life
我们乃是在观察他生命中基督的那一部分
We observe how Christ is manifest in his life
因为我们实在是看见以撒在亚伯拉罕身上有那么多的学习
But truly we see that Isaac has learned many lessons from Abraham
但是我们一定要小心
But we need to be careful
因为我们一面说我们要读主的话语
On the one hand we say we need to read the word of God
一面我们像圣经里面所说的保罗说你们当效法我像我效法基督一样
On the one hand like Paul says imitate me as I imitate Christ
但我们一定要注意一件事情
But we need to be aware of this
因为保罗对着那些当时的教会的弟兄姊妹说你们效法我不可过于圣经所记载的。
For Paul said to those believers at the time, saying, "Imitate me, not above what's written in the Scripture."
我们是效法人身上的基督。
We imitate the Christ.
我们不是模仿一个人的生活举止。
Well, we do not imitate the outward life.
因为除了基督自己以外。
But apart from Christ,
没有一个人是完全的。
No one is perfect.
没有一个人可以替我们成为我们跟基督、我们跟神之间的中保。
No one can be mediator between God and us.
没有一个人可以说你跟我。
No one can say you follow me.
我们都是一同跟随基督的。
But we are all following Christ.
所以亚伯拉罕身上有许多的美德。
So yes, indeed, there are many good virtues on Abraham.
但我们也知道亚伯拉罕也有软弱的地方。
But we also know that Abraham has his weakness.
所以他撒过谎。
For example, he lied.
因为他也怕。
But he was afraid that.
他为了保自己。
In order to save himself.
差点让妻子成为别人的女人。
He nearly lose his wife to become wife of Pharaoh.
我们也知道以撒后面也撒过谎。
We knew that Isaac repeated the same errors.
也以致腓尼斯的王亚米比勒说：“你差点使我和我的百姓陷入大罪中。”
To the point where a Gentile king Abimelech, saying, "You nearly caused our people to sin."
弟兄，有些事情我们可以效法。
Brothers and sisters, we can imitate some things.
有些行为我们不能效法。
But not everything.
没有一个人。
Brothers,
我再说。
There's not one man
可以替我们。成为我们和神之间的中保
can become the mediator between God and us.
所以属灵的学习不偏
So let's not be biased.
属灵的学习必须广
Let's have a balance.
但是根据是基督
The basis of all our pursuing is Christ.
所以以撒在这属灵的功课上面所学的
So Isaac has the lessons that he had to learn.
如果让我们用一句话来总结
If we are to summarize his lessons,
乃是十字架的学习
That is the lessons of the cross.
十字架的原则在施洗约翰的口中怎么说呢
What is the principle of the cross in the mouth of John the Baptist?
他必兴旺，我必衰微
That he will increase and I decrease.
那实在是学到一个功课
So truly he has learned this lesson.
除了基督
That apart from Christ,
我们没有别的。
We have no other.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有些功课是好像一次可以过的。
There are some lessons that we just we only need to learn.
比如说信主接受主就是一次过。
For example, to believe in the Lord, to accept Him,
信有永生，不信的要灭亡。
Those who believe will have eternal life, and those who do not believe will perish.
十字架的功课却是一生。
The lesson of the cross is a lifelong lesson.
因为我们在肉身活着的时候
As long as we are still in the flesh,
我们这个天然的人与圣灵常常相争
This natural man of our own also always strive with the Holy Spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死
If you are mindful of the things of the flesh,
体贴圣灵的就是有生命与平安
The mindful things of the Spirit is life and peace.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
初我们热心爱主的时候
when we first believe in the Lord, we might be serving the Lord fervently. We often pay attention to how we live.
我们看见了
we see how we behave.
我们懂得了
we We see things and we understand. We offered ourselves.
但是我们跟主越来越近的时候,
as we are drawing nearer and nearer to God,
我们就看见,
then we see that
基督自己,
Christ Himself,
他成为一个标准,
He is the standard.
在那个标准里面,
in that standard,
在那个真理的本体里面,
in the substance of truth,
在那个爱的本体里面,
in the substance of love,
我们发现我们对真理的认识太少了。
We found that we have know too little about truth.
我们对真理的持守太少。
We have hold on to so little of the truth.
在基督舍命的爱面前,
before the sacrificial love of Christ,
我们发现我们爱弟兄却残觉的亏欠。
We found that we want to love our brothers, but we found that we are always in debt.
我们爱身边的人吗?
Indebted to our brothers.
我们爱身边的弟兄姊妹吗?
Do we love those who are around us?
他们的缺乏你知道没有?
Do you know their needs?
他们的软弱你知道没有?
Do you know their weakness?
他们家庭的难处你晓得吗?
Do you know the difficulties in their family?
他们心里面的忧伤你晓得吗?
You know the sorrows in their heart.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们越靠近主,
if we draw nearer to Christ,
我们里面就一个催促,
then we have this urge,
就是神所要我们知道的我们仍然不知道。
That according to what we ought to know, we still do not know.
就神所要我们所要我们给我们的爱，我们觉得常以为亏欠。
According to God, how God wants us to love, we are still indebted to our brothers and sisters.
我们的主在十字架上那个所启示的十字架的真理。
The truth that our Lord has revealed on the cross.
让我们不得不呼喊说：“愿他兴旺，愿我衰微。”
Has caused us to say that may He increase.
我们就能够不断的往前。
It's only so that we can move forward.
第三点,
the third point,
在这个属灵学习这个奉献这个功课上,
on the lesson of consecration,
我们如果再往下走,
if we continue to move forward,
我就很有兴趣观察到一点,
then I'm very interested to find,
就是在创世纪二十四章六十三节,
that in Genesis 24,
那边二十四章六十三节里面提到一句话。
Genesis 24:63.
天将晚，以撒出来在田间默想。
And Isaac went out to meditate in the field in the evening.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们是活在人群中间的一个。
We are one that lives amongst the crowd, the people.
我们没有像一个经历像约翰老约翰被放流放到拔摩海岛上面去。
We do not have the experience of John, the Apostle John, who is put in exile in Patmos.
我想差不多。我们中间的弟兄姊妹都是至少和另外一个人住在一起的。
I think almost all of us live with someone else.
也没有人一个工作是我自己干自己的，什么人都不管。
No one is in a job that you do not have to deal with others.
我们是在团体中过生活。
We live amongst other people.
但是就是这样子。
But even so,
我们渐渐就没有自己的时间与空间。
Sometimes we found that we lose we do not have, no longer have a time and space for ourselves.
还没有结婚的时候，与朋友们住在一起。
Before you are married, you live amongst your friends.
与爸爸妈妈住在一起。
You live with your parents. 与兄弟
姐妹住在一起。
You live with your
brothers, 上班的时候与工友与同事在一起。
At work, you spend time with your colleagues.
我们回来去买菜与许多人在一起。
And when you go shopping, you spend time with all other people.
如果进入婚姻与孩子们在一起。
When you enter into marriage, you spend time with your wife and children.
每天生活朝九晚五。
Every time it's 9 to 5.
你工作、生活、家庭，好像什么事情都已经摆得满满的。
As if you are fully scheduled for.
你来聚会
，you come to meeting.
又跟那么多弟兄姊妹在一起。
And you spend time with so many other brothers and sisters.
但是你忙到一个程度。
You are so busy.
好像你什么都有，侍奉也有，工作也有。
As if you have everything, you have job, you have service, you have a family.
但是你心里面有一个很深的叹息。
But you often have this deep sighing. That in the midst of all these activities, I am still lacking.
我里面很空,
I still feel empty.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们忽略一件事情,
one thing that we neglect,
我们的主乃是活的那一位,
that our Lord is the living God.
他不仅仅为我们死里面复活升上高天, 坐在父的右边,
not only die for us and resurrected for us and sit at the right hand of God the Father.
他今天更住在我们里面,
but he lives in us today.
他住在我们里面,
he dwells in us.
他监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思,
he who examines the heart of man knows the mind of the Holy Spirit.
他听圣灵的代求,
he listened to the intercession of the Holy Spirit.
但是他既然住在我里面, 他更喜欢与我们这个个人来交通,
so since he dwells in us, he is more than delighted to have fellowship with us.
创世纪里面没有很多的篇幅来说以撒默想到底在想什么。
So Genesis tells us that Isaac meditated in the field. What does he meditate on?
但是如果照着我们个人肤浅的想象,
according to our superficial understanding,
我们就想他妈妈过世了。
We often think that because his mother passed away,
这是一个背景,
that's his background.
他很伤痛在那边默想,
perhaps he was in deep sorrow.
我们如果再想就想他还没结婚, 他肯定想太太了。
Then perhaps we think that because he hasn't had a wife, so perhaps he's meditating about this matter.
人之常情是这样子。
Yes, it's natural for man to think about those things.
所以我们心里面想的常常要么就想我们所没有的我们的缺乏,
so sometimes we think about what we've lost.
要么我们就想我们心里面的哀痛,
sometimes other times we think about what we are looking forward to have.
要么我们就身边人的气息里面正在苦思闷想,
or sometimes we are in deep sorrows and we think about those things that cause
我们的心怎么会有安息呢?
So when do our heart have rest?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
但是如果从积极的那一面来讲,
on the positive note,
如果我们是一个有基督生命的人, 是一个信主的人,
if we are one who has the life of Christ, one who believes in the Lord,
我们愿意把自己摆上,
we are willing to sacrifice ourselves,
愿意奉献自己,
willing to offer ourselves to God.
如果我们真的是这样子,
if we're truly like that,
我们的主就把那个门为我们打开,
and the Lord has opened up a door for us.
你信主, 你得到主,
you believe in the Lord, you receive the Lord.
但是你不奉献, 神的主权就没有办法在我们身上来实行,
but if you do not consecrate yourself to the Lord, his work will not be accomplished, his authority will not start.
你是得着的主,
yes, you have gained the Lord.
但好像主没有得着你一样,
as if the Lord has not gained you.
但是我们如果像以撒一样,
but if we are like Isaac,
我们有生命,
we have life,
我们愿意奉献,
we're willing to consecrate,
我们的主要满意, 充满在我们里面,
then the Lord will fill us.
我们不是活在世人面前,
we're not just
living amongst people.
We need to learn a lesson.
我们在内心深处, 内室里面, 隐秘处, 我们要常常与他相交,
that in our inner room, in the hiding place, we need to.
亚伯拉罕家族是一个大家族, 有许多的奴仆,
Abraham is a big family, has many servants.
但是以撒单独一个人下到田野里面去,
but Isaac was alone, he's by himself.
他在那边默想,
he was meditating.
弟兄姊妹,
the brothers and sisters,
我们需要有一个时间,
we need to have a time,
跪在主的面前,
that to kneel before the Lord,
和我们的主有亲密的相交,
to have the intimate time before the Lord,
思想我们的主,
to meditate on the Lord,
常常祈求, 不是求我们常常像, 不是像一个要饭的一样, 常常求我们所需的,
not always asking for things.
我们可以求我们所需的,
yes, we can ask and pray,
但是我们的主更要我们像 新娘与新郎一样,
but our Lord desires for us to be like a bride and the bridegroom.
在爱里面,
that in love,
在渴慕里面,
in the deep desire,
与我们的主亲密,
that we have that fellowship with our
弟兄姊妹,
Lord. Brothers and sisters,
无论是一个人的时候,
whether you are alone,
你在洗碗,
whether you are washing the dishes,
你在扫地,
whether you are sweeping the floor,
你在坐车,
or you are driving,
甚至你在上班,
or even when you are
working,
if your heart has an empty place,
我们默念它,
Let's meditate on the
Lord.
Let's meditate on Him. You will experience the fullness of His presence. The Lord will indeed meet with you and have fellowship with you. If you have tasted the goodness of the Lord, and learn to have fellowship with Him, learn to meditate on Christ. For apart from Him, there is no other name under heaven by which you may be saved.
除他以外在天我有谁呢?
Apart from Him, there is no one who
I
desire in heaven
or
on earth.
我们的主在凡事上, 在我们的心里面,
Our Lord should have the preeminence in our life, in all the things that we do.
若有人爱主,
if anyone loves the Lord,
这人是神所知道的,
He is the one that God knows.
若有人思念他,
if anyone remembers
寻求他,
Him and seek Him,
渴慕他,
and have a desire
大大的张口,
for Him, if He open wide His mouth, He will feel it.
时间的关系,
Because of time, I have to stop here. The Lord willing, we can share one more time on Isaac. So we bow and pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, you are the substance of love. You are the source of love. You are the source of all good things.
人若失信,
Man may be faithless, but you are forever faithful. Help each and everyone to clearly receive this life.
也帮助每个有生命的人都愿意摆上自己，奉献自己在你的手中。
And help everyone who has already received this life to consecrate ourselves before you. And help us to be one who draw near to you.
我们从心里面来思想你。
That from the deep bottom of our heart, we meditate on you. We fellowship with you.
我们求你充满在我们每个人心里面。
Will you fill our heart with your presence? That you may be our comfort,
供应,
our supply,
与帮助,
and our help.
愿你得荣耀,
may you have all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的祈求,
pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.